And then just in terms of IDP, in terms of new products, particularly around gallium nitride, can you talk a little bit about how you see the power amplifier market developing there, how much you think you'll play in that, and GaN versus LDMOS replacement timing?
Let me talk broadly about the power amp market for GaN. And first of all, the fastest part of that market growth is really in the defense side, and there we're obviously actively participating, number one in the market. Tremendous amount of products getting released really to cover a broad spectrum of low frequency, high power, all the way up into products that are covering Ka-band. So great coverage for us in the defense side, great growth for us in the defense side, and very broad based. In the base station, if you look at what some of the forecasts around the industry, it's projected that GaN will overtake LDMOS as far as total size somewhere in the next maybe 3 or 4 years. So substantial growth in GaN, LDMOS will continue to decline, and that's driven by the trends that we've been talking about for the last several quarters. Continuing increase in bandwidth, the move to massive MIMO, all of those sort of things are going to drive GaN more and more into this marketplace. And as far as our positioning, we've got products out there released across multiple different bands, and we're engaged with the majority of the top OEMs in the space.